So there's no sports, so we're just going to talk about sneaking into movies and voicemail. Well,
So I was looking like what to do if you're a sports fan. The USA Today actually came out with an article and I'm scrolling through it. That's why you see me. So number one, binge watch sports movies like no one's business. I bet you can't do it with your Pixel. That's the thing.
You know what? How about you turn your phone off? I listened to two episodes today and I just hear a ding, ding.
What?
Yeah, it's your phone, bro.
That's for my Mac, dude. Just because I'm connected to the iMessage all over and you're struggling to even get text over there.
No, I just put Mr. my Green phone Bubbles. On airplane.
Mr. Green mode. Bubbles. That's your new
first
nickname.
Off,
we Mr. Did Green a
30 minute episode, and you got two texts. I would have had 15. It would have sounded like someone's ringing my doorbell every 4 minutes.
Eight of them would have been your mom, and seven would have been your piano teacher.
I didn't say who would be reaching out, I just said my phone would be blowing up.
Hey, the next 2 months, piano teachers, babysitters, anything to occupy kids, I might go into teaching Spanish again. I mean, with school shut down, I'm not into Twitter all that much, but the first picture I show, there's this one that's called Anywhere in Washington. And there's a guy tweets out babysitters after Inslee announced all Washington schools are closed. It's just a huge guy laying on a pile full of money, which but is kind of funny.
How is that going to work if the parents have to work from home because they're not allowed in the office?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but you're not going to get any work done with your kids running around.
No, you need a nanny.
You're not going to put an 8-year-old in a little fence and give him some toys and some food and say, hey, have at it for 8 hours. I mean, let's be honest. If it's raining here in Seattle, you're done. Cabin fever. What are you doing? There's only so many dino nuggets that you can serve a kid for one day.
Especially if both parents are working too, because it's not like you're it.
Honey.
No. I got to work too.
Yeah.
But your calendar is open for the next half an hour. Go get Jimmy some chicken wings.
Hey, Mr. Manager, who's that little 8-year-old hanging around your neck? Oh, sorry. That's my kid. There's no sitters. I got to pay $500 an hour to have a sitter over. I'm not willing to do it.
My manager the other day, she looked stressed out. And she's like, I'd work from home. My two kids are driving me crazy. I was like, oh, I thought I did something.
I attempted to go in the office. We have 4 floors. And I kind of went in just to get, check out, get Wi-Fi, get on the network or whatever. And
Diet Cokes and
exactly. Just steal some talking reins for the Tito's and sodas on Fridays or whatever. But it was actually, they wouldn't even let me in like up to our floor.
Really?
Yeah. So you had to have, and I asked the guy up front because there's still a guy up front because there's a couple of offices. Said, "What's going on?" He goes, "Yeah, only like mandatory people, or I guess necessary people, have the little, I guess, key code or badge that they can get up to the floor and actually work." So they're almost preventing from people from going in. Yeah.
So
it's kind of odd. Just stopped at Safeway on the way home for some talking, right?
So we had a customer call today, and we had people from the Bay Area, Seattle, Washington, LA, and everyone was at home except one of my customers was in the office, and we were joking. He's like, yeah, they're quarantined me. They won't let me leave. Like, well, we'll send you some DoorDash. He's like, they don't let new vendors in the building.
No.
So you can't even order DoorDash. They'd be like, nope, you can't come in, or they drop it right outside, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there's little robots. Postmates has those little robots now that just go around. Then you go out, tap the thing. I mean, unless a robot contracts coronavirus, that's probably your safest thing, right?
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, people are selling toilet paper on eBay. Oh, geez.
Did you see the LA and San Diego schools?
Done?
Done.
Really?
Like elementary, K through 12. They canceled it for the rest of the year.
No.
Yeah.
For the rest of the year.
Yeah. Check it out.
Jeez.
I don't know what parents are going to do in LA, Orange County, and San Diego. I mean, the kids, this is, they're going to have a, what, 6 month summer?
They're taking classes because you could take classes virtually, I think is what they're doing. Yeah. And so you could be on the beach. Hey, mom, hold on. I got to take a class for an hour. Sit there. You got Wi-Fi. Listen to the teacher. You got seagulls flying around you. Kids playing spike or people playing spike ball behind you. Your mom's drinking a margarita. But, hey, the kid's getting educated. I mean, that's not such a bad thing.
But imagine this. We were in high school together. I'd be like, mom, you know, our Wi-Fi's connection is bad. Ben and I yes, have to go over to Johnny's house. Next thing you know, we're at the mall. We're playing basketball all day. We're not going to Johnny's house.
Exactly. Man, this would have happened 10 years ago. Yeah. There would have been nothing to do.
No. Now really? We can pick up an Uber even if we didn't have our license.
Exactly. The mall would have been huge. The arcade would have been the cesspool of coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You'd be on Tinder in like eighth grade, just swiping left, swiping right, swiping left, swiping right. Hey, meet me at the movies, 3 o'clock showing. Next one, meet me at the movies, 5 o'clock showing. Next one. Just got you three dates.
You've already thought this through, haven't you?
I am.
Like, take me back 10 years. Take me back 20 years.
Take me back 30 years.
Sure. Your birthday's coming up on Sunday.
I know. Canceled the party.
You had to cancel the party. Why didn't you do a virtual party?
Well, that was Zoom happy hour. I want everyone to drink at least 5 White Claws, 2 tequila shots, or 4 Tito's and sodas, and then we'll have a group FaceTime.
Well, no. You should do it on, like, do a Zoom. You can't do a FaceTime, so let's be honest. That's out of the picture.
No. I have an iPad. I can only do it when I'm connected to a Wi-Fi device at a home. I love it because I can FaceTime you. You can't FaceTime me. So it's only for me.
Wow.
It's like, my dad's cell phone. It's never on. You never get a hold of him. And then he'll call me. I'm like, oh, this thing works.
My dad's the same way. I'll call him and then he'll call me back and like it won't go through for some reason. He'll leave me a long voicemail and I'll call him right back. He'll go, did you listen to my voicemail? No, I didn't listen to your voicemail. I called you back to talk to you. Oh, well, yeah, I put everything that's going on in my life in the voicemail. So it's just hang up, then call me back after listening to the voicemail. What? How does that work? That doesn't work.
No one listens to voicemail. I give the first 20 seconds of listen to the voicemail and I delete the rest.
You know what's, and you probably, do you have this voicemail to text depiction, whatever you want to call it, translator?
I don't know. I got to check that out.
You probably don't. Green bubbles. But I do like it because you can look and see exactly what they said and, you know, kind of take, you don't have to listen to the whole thing. You can read through it in 2 seconds and say, okay, these are the points they're trying to make. Either text them back if you don't want to call them, or you can call them and say, hey, I see what you're talking about.
I don't even
read. But you don't have that.
I don't read email. That so how am I going to read it at voicemail? Email is like voicemail. If you don't have me in the first 2 sentences, I'm not reading the rest of it. Is this what the world is coming to?
I need to. Yeah, there's too much.
5G. So there's no sports, so we're just going to talk about sneaking into movies and voicemail?
Here, let me give you an article. So I was looking like, what to do if you're a sports fan? And the USA Today actually came out with an article, and I'm scrolling through it. That's why you see me. So number one, binge watch sports movies like no one's business. And A League of Their Own is number one. Certainly something you could do. Number two,
Char is League of Their Own number one because Tom Hanks is trending?
There might be some, yeah, we're thinking about you, Tom. That's a little, yeah. The number two, play your favorite sports video game.
Ooh, NBA Jams and Tecmo Bowl all day long.
I asked Char, I go, what? She goes, let's get a video game system. All for it, yes. What are we getting? Are we doing Wii bowling? Let's go. She's like, no, let's get an 8-bit Nintendo. I'm like, all right, that means Tecmo Bowl. She's like, no, we're playing, you know, Mario 1, Mario 2, Mario 3.
Also good games.
Number three, competitive board gaming. which I honestly have taken up. And they give a shout out to Catan. If you have not played Catan, you have some downtime, play it. It's a phenomenal game.
You know
apparently there's a game called Pandemic too.
Ethan told me about Catan and I haven't checked it out yet. Now it's the second person. I got to look into it.
You got to look into it. Ethan's a wise man. The next one, something up your alley, pick up a time-consuming puzzle.
Ooh, I'm more of a book person.
No, I've seen your puzzles at your house. Come on. At number five, sports-themed book, Boys in the Boat, the Book of Basketball, Bernard Malamud, The Natural. Apparently, I have not read that, but Boys in the Boat is a phenomenal book. Okay. Close to the Montlake Cut, in which it takes place. Number six, get really into a competitive reality TV show. I can't do that.
No, I'm not a big reality. Unless it's trashy and it's like,
Finally, invest in that foosball table. I'm not a big foosball guy. There's too many rules. I love just the rip it, flip it.
Yeah.
Apparently, you don't want to do that. You know, that's not my thing. Pick up a new craft. What are we going to do? Calligraphy.
Play the piano.
Yeah, I mean, that's me.
It's more of a hobby.
I'm staring at my dust-infested keyboard over there. Number nine, find the perfect sports podcast. Excuse me.
Well, problem solved. WSD podcast.
There's a picture of you and I right here. There is literally a picture of you and I that says, WST makes a great suite of sports podcasts. Couldn't be better said. I would promote that to number one.
Yeah.
But obviously, I mean, we're a little low on the list, but at least we're on the list. And then the last one is get started on your spring cleaning. Boring.
Boring.
Not doing that.
Not going to happen.
I had to sanitize the house. But
how many times a day do you wash your hands?
I'm more of a hand sanitizer guy, unless it's the restroom. Like, I don't find myself walking, you know, setting alarms to go wash my hands. My wife, a little different.
Hand sanitizer, I feel like the dirt just...
No, you don't put enough.
Where do the germs go when you just wipe it?
What do you
on
mean?
Your hands?
What do you mean, where do they go?
It just disappears?
They evaporate. Yeah, absolutely. There's enough alcohol in there. Poof. You've never seen people light shots on fire? That's just vapor. That's what happens to the germs. Boom, gone.
I feel like the germs are just compounding and they're just moving deeper into your hands.
Not true. Come on. Well, skin is the most resilient, whatever you want to call it, on the human body. So let's...
Yeah, ask that to the people who have coronavirus, 1,000+ people.
It's through saliva, Kyle. Come on.
Yeah. Why do they say don't shake hands then?
Because if you touch your face, blah, 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 I talk. Whatever. Let's not get into this. Jeez. I heard enough about it.
We're going to have to talk about it for the next 6 months.
No, we're not.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.